Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
As Robert Cray brings us back, welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Leverage and Development. Put a .com on the end of that, and you find her website, find her online. Author of a number of books, including 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. Janet, thanks again for being here. We're talking about customer service, specifically fake customer service. Janet, I was telling the audience before you got here a couple of things about the way I think about customer service. Number one, that main thing is that I when I'm being waited on, when I'm being served, I have two things that I'm looking for. One is I want them to deal with what the problem is. That's a mechanical organizational execution thing. And the other is physical. I want to see on their face, I want to hear from their words, and I want to believe from their tone that they understand and that they're concerned about it, that there's concerned about it as I am, and that they're going to get something done with it, as opposed to acting like, how long is it going to take to get this guy out of my face? Now, that's the way I feel happens today. A lot of times, when I have a complaint, you know, somebody might say, well, Blasingame, you're just a complainer. Well, you know what? If I buy 6 burgers and I only get 4, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, if I drive off with 4 burgers and I bought 6, okay, you can call me a complainer if you want, but that's the problem. So I go back, by the way, I bought 6 burgers and you only gave me 4. Oh, okay. and that's it. And then they turn around and they go, this guy needs 2 more burgers. And then they walk back over. And I swear to God, this is a true story. Walk back over, hand them to me, not put them in a sack, not put them in a new sack. Hand them to me and say, here you go. I swear to God, that's the truth. That's a true story.
That wasn't exactly customer service.
No, and this is epidemic now. It seems to me. So you've got some examples of folks. You gotta train people better than this. You gotta spend some time training people, and the newer generations need more training on this than my generation did. I just got to say, Janet, I know you're a lot younger than me, but our generations didn't have to be trained to say thank you.
No.
But these younger generations, you have to train them. They don't know how to do that. It's not their fault. And honest to goodness, it isn't their fault. But you've got some examples of where you're seeing stuff like this online, aren't you?
Well, a lot of times people equate likes on Facebook to business. And that's not really a good equation. Maybe on TripAdvisor, Yelp, you know, some of those things, if you get a good rating, that's going to help you. But just to have people like you on Facebook really doesn't mean, it does not translate well into sales. So if somebody likes you because of service you've done, they will do it without you asking them to like you, and they may also make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
So concentrating on providing services that stimulate somebody to go to that length is a better, more effective way to get more business and to retain customers than asking them to like you. Another example is when I see this in hospitals, in doctor's offices even more now than in restaurants. When they ask you to do a survey, they give you their name on a little card, and they ask you if you get called or asked to do a survey, please rate us high, and here's our names in case you want to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and if they don't get high ratings, I've been told, in restaurants and hospitals and other places, if they don't get the top rating, whether it's a 5 or a 10, whatever, if you don't get that, then they get talked to.
Hmm.
But they don't, you know, just getting the highest rating.
How about earn that 5?
Yes, and that's not, if you don't get feedback and find out what was good and what was bad, then that doesn't give you any information.
So when they ask you to rate them high, have they previous to that asked you how their service was?
Not usually.
So they haven't confirmed that they've earned a 5 yet, but yet they want you to give them a 5.
But they say that before they ever provide the service.
Ah.
So it's
that's when I say, we'll see, buckaroo.
Well, yeah, I say that too, but not out loud.
I say it out loud.
And what's so
you're
funny
nicer
is,
than me. You're nicer than me.
Every year when I go for my mammogram, they do this. And you got to give real good service to get rated high when somebody's doing your mammogram.
That's a grumpy experience, I've been told.
But, you know, asking for a rating instead of using that system of customer survey to get feedback that helps you know what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong.
You gotta earn it, folks, and we gotta start earning our service responses, our service acknowledgments. Hey, Janet, I need your website quickly. One more time, please.
Leveragedanddevelopment.com.
Check it out. Hey, Janet, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I will. Take care.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. And that's with a Y on the end of Christie. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.